Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
They gave definitions for blessed very similar to for sanctified, to be set apart. Like, for instance, if somebody hears the term the Blessed Virgin Mary, does anyone think, oh, we're talking about how happy Mary was?
Mm-mm.
Well, no. She's the holy, sanctified. And we talk about the blessed who are now in the presence of Christ. And we think of them as set apart, sanctified, holy, whatever. It's lost its sense as a happiness word. I talked with Bible translators. I talked with people with the Seed Company and Wycliffe Bible Translators and others. And their handbooks, and I have them myself, and I've looked through them, their handbooks are all telling people in tribal groups all over the world, whenever there is the Hebrew word Asher, which is also translated blessed in the King James, ESV, New American Standard, NIV, it's blessed is the one who walks, you know, doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, etc., and it really means happy. But they're instructing their translators, find the word for happy in this tribal language that evokes the most sense of just the pleasure and happiness and joy and gladness, and use that word to translate. So English is, I've looked it up in French and other languages, English, and it, sure enough, it's the word for happy that they use in French, the standard word for happy. But English is one of the relatively few languages where we don't read in the Beatitudes, happy is the poor in spirit, happy are the peacemakers, happy are the merciful. We read blessed, and we just miss the meaning. Because the radical statement of Jesus in the Beatitudes, this is so strange, because I'll read commentators who say, well, yes, this is true, this Greek word means happy, Makarios. However, clearly Jesus can't just mean happy, because how can you be happy when you're mourning? How can you be happy when you're persecuted and suffering? Well, that's exactly the point of the passage. It's paradoxical. Happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are those who are persecuted and maligned and hateful things said about them. Happy are they because great is their reward in heaven, and they know it. And they're front-loading back to the present the eternal realities that they have in Christ, and the fact that Christ indwells them and is present with them. And so we really just miss the whole meaning.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.